Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Info Dump the Podcast with me, your host, Theo Mastio, and a special guest today, Mercury, or Certified Jesus Freak. If you aren't clear on today's topic by the title, we're discussing DJing or disc jockeying. My dear friend here is a DJ based in New York City, right?
New
New
Jersey.
Jersey,
Everybody
right?
always thinks New York City, no, it's Jersey.
No, Jersey, Jersey. Well, for the folks listening at home, we met on Twitter, but then back then their interest used to be in film, and has switched now mainly to DJing and music. So, let's dive into the meat and potatoes, what everyone here wants to know. What is DJing?
DJing is essentially just you're playing records, trying to like match up maybe different genres or different songs, different BPMs or different like the same keys or whatever. It's just making music flow for like a group of people to like enjoy, dance to, or maybe you want to like record it and like put it online for other people to listen to later. It's just the art of like playing music for whatever purpose and seeing how we can like make it fit together.
Okay, yeah, because when I imagine when I think of a DJ is like someone who's spinning two records and is like somehow making it like a mix of music together on the spot, but is that like in any way accurate?
I mean, it's accurate. We kind of, it's no longer just like, putting two like vinyls on the turntable and kind of making them match. It's mostly, at least in my scene, it's mostly like USBs, digital files, stuff like that. But there are people who like definitely do still spin vinyl, and they have a dedication to it that I just do not have the like will to have patience for.
Yeah, no. So are your mixes done before the show?
If I were like, I can like plan it out, put the songs in the playlist, and like, try to like practice at home. But usually, so far in practice, I've just like improvised it. Like there are certain songs that like I know go well together, so I can like replicate that. But usually, I try to like make it a little bit more fresh, kind of pick at will, and it may not gel as well because I'm just starting out. But it's also a lot more fun that way. And I feel like you like learn a lot more that way than just like going straight to off what you practice beforehand or like put into a mix beforehand.
Okay. So what got you into DJing in the first place?
I've always liked these. I was like music, so that's kind of like the first proverbial step into it. I used to like have a flash drive full of music that I listened to during class. My mom got me an iPod Classic in I think what was it, 10th grade, and been like attached to me ever since. I used to make mixes on in like Audacity. I would like download songs and like drag them together for girls that I had crushes on in like middle and high school. So that
Crazy.
was kind of the first version of me doing it. Yeah. And then during COVID, I was heavy into film like the year before COVID. So that's what I was spending all my time online doing. I was on like music, Twitter and stuff too. And then when I moved to Jersey last year, well, like the first party I went to was a birthday party for this DJ, and it was just like him and his friends going back to back to back with each other simultaneously all night on this rooftop. And I was like, that was really beautiful to me. Like the people that I met there and the scene that I saw happening, it was something that like I really craved that kind of like close connection to forever. So I'm like, maybe if I like apply both my love of music and my want for connection, then I could go somewhere with that. And so far, that's kind of what's been happening.
That's beautiful. So that leads me to my next question. What kind of crowd do you typically attract to the shows you've been playing?
Honestly, that really all depends like the whoever the promoter is that like lets me play. If my friends are there, usually it's like a more diverse crowd where it's like it's, a bunch of ethnic people together. But usually for like the shows I've played so far, it's kind of hard to like narrow it down to one thing. So I think I play like three distinct crowds. One is like more like black and brown youth, like teenagers, young adults, stuff like that. Then more like black adults for like an open decks. And then recently, it was like a more white crowd, more like white business type crowd. Because I was at this bar called Honey's, and there's like a lot of like white people in like business casual attire. So I kind of like, once I realized that was the kind of crowd that was coming, I kind of like switched up the songs a little bit. But yeah, I played some like remixes of like pop stuff from like when I was in middle school. They went kind of crazy for that.
Like Sweet Caroline type shit.
More like Let It
No.
Rock, actually.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Recently I listened to the song, or is it like the LMAFO? What is that song called? Oh my goodness. I know this is not any way related. I just think that that is a crazy song from my youth.
Oh, what, like Party Rock Anthem?
Yeah, Party Rock Anthem. Party Rock
Oh,
Anthem.
there's a UK garage version that I need to spin soon from like this dude named Scruzz, I think.
Please send me that.
Oh yeah, well, of course.
Okay. So who are your major influences in your in music?
Major influence in music, definitely most outright. This trio from New York called LDI NYC. It's Swami Sound, Gum.MP3, and Deus God. They're the people who I saw on that rooftop. They've been both like really great musical influences and kind of like role models in a sense. And they have been definitely driving it forward. People from like Boiler Rooms and shit, Todd Edwards, James Murphy, Moody Man, seeing my like friends too that I've made, seeing them DJ, T Vera, Mellow Jupiter. Who else? There's so much more. So much of them I'm like missing, but they're all such huge influences. Kind of like feeds into itself, where like you put they're influenced by you, they do shit, you're influenced by them, you start doing shit. It's kind of it's a loop, basically.
Okay. That community aspect is really, really cool to hear about. What do the extra buttons do on the MIDI controller? Sometimes I see people like DJing things and they're pressing buttons and I have absolutely no idea. Like, I know that you can like set those up to do stuff. So I guess this might be kind of a broad question, but what are you doing when you're like, do you have a MIDI controller?
Yeah, I have a DDJ FLX4 right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of functions to it, I will say. You have like the mixer and the built-in mixer in the middle, but that's more like knobs and stuff. There's a set of buttons below like the turntable itself. There's the hot cue buttons. You can like set a point in a song, and when you press the button that corresponds to that point, it'll automatically jump to it and start playing. There's like the FX where you can like put on a reverb or an echo, or like a backspin stop or like a reverse echo out. It's a whole, this is stuff to like make it more interesting. And there's stuff for like beat jumping and beat looping that I don't really understand. And there's a sampler too where like you can put like tags and stuff. I kind of like cut out my own tags a little bit and start playing them randomly in my mixes. So like I sampled the laugh at the end of Thriller, or this line from the High Evolutionary in the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie, where it's like, there is no God, that's why I stepped in. I thought it was like really hard. Or this one quote from Moody Man that like everyone knows because of this Drake song, where he was like, hold on, let me start this motherfucker record over. So it's a really fun thing to do, like find like little snippets and like inner drop it in the song or in the mix.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's real cool. What's a rude question to ask a DJ?
A rude question. Oh, fucking, do you have like X artists? Like everyone always asks me, oh, do you have like Drake? Do you have like, well, like reggaeton? And I can't say it's too rude right now because like I do need to like figure out more of the audience's tastes. And so it's like it's good to like put them on for like the next time, but also like don't request it like unless you're willing to like at least pay for it. Because I'm DJing off a USB. I can't like take the USB out, put it in my laptop, download more shit, and put it back in. That fucks up the whole flow. Like, yeah, it's very ridiculous.
No, I like growing up, like I went to the high school dances or whatever, and they would like take song requests, but they would have like this fancy like DJ setup where it was like they were like playing off of Spotify though. So like it was like always,
Yeah, oh, that's in the world because it's, yeah, it's
they're
like connected
just
to the
like,
internet.
right. It's not like the USB or it's not like you're playing like with a CD or something.
Yeah.
Do you know the song Rock Lobster by the B-52s?
Yep.
Can I ask you, and I don't know how much you pay for DJs, but how can I get a mix of that song, but like with whatever rendition that you do?
I will have to like check and see if there's any version of like Rock Lobster that I guess I remixed, or I could like just play it outright. I mean, you don't
That's
have to
fair.
pay me
That's
for that.
fair.
That's kind of a
Okay.
wild
No,
request.
I don't know. I just want to find a mix with Love Shack or not Love Shack, Rock Lobster.
Love Shack's
That's
a fun
all.
song too.
It is. They're both good songs. That whole album is really good. Now it is time for my favorite segment, where I get to try and make you look dumb. Do you really know your
You have to
special
try very hard
interest?
for that.
I'm gonna ask a series of questions and keep score as we go. But don't worry,
Okay.
I threw in some easy ones for you. What year was the term disc jockey, DJ for short, coined? Could also give me a decade for this.
I was reading a book about that. I'm tempted to say like the 40s or 30s, because I know they were like doing that stuff during like the World War era, and definitely like London too. You said decades, right? How can I go with like, I kind of want to say 30, kind of want to say 40s. I'm not sure which one's which. Kind of like,
One of those
kind of like
answers is correct.
30s? Okay.
There we go. Okay. Who is DJ Kool Herc?
Oh, he was a Jamaican DJ, kind of invented rap, or like, yeah, invented like hip.
Hip hop.
Yeah, hip hop. He was like, yeah, Jamaican. He was spinning in his cousin's backyard, I think. That was kind of the birth of hip hop.
Yeah, I read a little bit about him, and he like there's also like he used this it was like the use of two of the same like record to like elongate like the break or
Oh, yeah.
the instrumental piece of a song, I think.
Yeah.
Which is cool. My next question for you is, what is a MIDI controller?
It's just a DJ controller that like connects to a laptop or a computer of any sort and has like a MIDI connection. So like aims for like DDJ stuff like that, that's a MIDI controller or MIDI, yeah.
What is the first DJ set called, or if you can give me a general year it was produced?
The first DJ set? I don't know that. I don't think so. Because would it also wait, what do you mean by the first DJ set?
So not like a set as in like like a some music being played, but like as in like the piece that does the mixing and crossfading.
The piece that does the mixing and crossfit. The
Like it's like I'm trying to think of what it's called. Online it was just referring to it as a set. But like I would think of it as like a very early version of a MIDI controller.
like the first turntable.
It wasn't, yeah, it was sort of like that. It's the in 1910 the Gaumont chronophone system was the first ever mixer and crossfaders is what the chronophone.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
I threw in a hard ball. I threw in a hard ball. Created this scratching technique.
Created the scratching technique. I'm assuming somebody from New York.
Yeah.
Is that also DJ Kool Herc?
It's not. It's
Okay.
not. Me and this DJ share a name.
Damn. Oh, what fucking like Grand Wizard Theodore or something like
Yes,
that? Oh shit,
yes.
yeah.
Grand Wizard Theodore. And then what is the scratching technique?
It's just kind of like, I don't have the correct vocabulary for it, but you like you have your hand on the record, you're kind of like moving it back and forth, so there are kind of scratches in sort of like a rhythmic way. You're also like sliding the crossfader up and down a certain portion to like keep that scratch in and not like have it cut out completely.
Right, because it's like what I was reading online was just talking about, like, so that like people could hear the actual scratch, like the way that the system was working. But thank you for going along with my evil plans. Wah, ha, 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 ha.
You're not that good
That's
at being evil, I'm not gonna lie.
oh,
You're like
God
a
damn it.
marshmallow.
No. An evil marshmallow, a burnt
You
marshmallow.
think you're the Stay Puft Man, but you're really just the Michelin Man.
Fuck. You know, the marshmallows that are burnt, like, always have like the really gooey inside. I'm kind of like that. But this is the last part of the podcast. So it's time for you to info dump, as the name suggests. Tell me everything you know.
Same thing. All right. When you get a flash drive for DJ, you got to make sure it's the right format, because a lot of the when Days was first teaching me, I came in with like a hard drive and it wasn't formatted properly. It has to be usually what I go for. There's like a FAT32. That's the name of the, I guess, type of formatting that it reads, and you have to be cognizant of the files too, because I first learned at Pirate Studios. They have the CDJ 3000s, which is like top of the line, usually DJing's hardware. But then when you go out to the world, like practice, nobody is going to have the exact same. Nobody's going to have the exact same turntable or CDJ, so you have to.
Do you bring you don't you're not bringing your own gear, are you, to each
Not
place?
always, not always. I haven't brought my own gear yet. It's just you got to make sure you have your flash drives. So the CDJ 3000 has a whole bunch, reads like a whole bunch of lossless and lossy files too. And I kind of have to explain that too. So lossless and lossy is just like, it's a difference in quality, because certain files, the lossy files, like I think AAC, MP3, those degrade over time. So and there's the lossless files like ALAC, AIFF, FLAC, and WAVE that are perfectly preserved over time. Those, so you kind of have to like figure out. It's always good to learn ahead of time what where you're playing, what kind of gear they have, so you don't like go and plug it in and all of a sudden your files don't play. But yeah, you gotta have to find the difference between the two. You have to make sure that the files themselves are compatible. Like I was playing at this radio station and I was looking at my files after, so somebody wanted to play. And I learned two things. One, the tool that I was using to rip files from SoundCloud was up like downloading them with like a 0 kilobytes per second, even though it was still playing on like my laptop and shit. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I had to make sure that the files download in a manner that's good enough for that. And also, well, you have to decide which files you want to use mostly. You can't use all the lossless files because FLAC isn't readable on some other machines, and certain MP3 encodes are not suitable for other machines too. Like, you need a constant bit rate for MP3s and AAC files, because some of them have like a variable bit rate, which means that like when they sense like more activity going on in the part of a file, they preserve the higher quality for that part of the file. Unless it's like quieter, it's less quality. So it kind of, it's good for like storage on like an iPod, but it's not good for playing it back on CDJs. So you kind of have to be mindful of that. And you're gonna learn how to DJ in key too. I'm learning how to DJ in key because it's gonna be like, oh, it's gonna sound a lot better. But usually it's been like whatever I hear or visualize, it like sounds good to me and try like make it work. So on like a laptop with the DJing software, you can change the key and you can like play the song in that key, but you can't do that on a CDJ. You have to like, it's better to put all the songs in a certain key in a group and try to work your way through that. Yeah.
That's real cool. There's a lot of information. I think to like bring that to like my knowledge, I guess like currently like I'm editing the short film and like working on the audio. Like a lot of my audio was like recorded or like was originally in like WAV files. But Adobe like doesn't use WAV files for some reason, and so I had to
That's
like
so stupid of them. WAV
I
files are like
know.
perfect.
I
So
know, I know. So I had to like convert all of my things to MP3, and that way I could be able to put it in, and that way it would work. But like listening to it, like I know that like the audio is a lot, like it's a little bit crisper, like nicer when I'm listening to it, just like the audio through the WAV file. Then like I've had to add like some like I had to fix some of the audio, like converting it over. It's just been interesting. But yeah, okay. So I know that recently you've been working with this group called like Made in Europe URL. Can you tell me more about that?
Made in URL is a, it's more than a brand, it's more like a lifestyle, honestly. It's headed by my friend Chris Chance and has a whole bunch of people, just not even just like in New York, but also like around the world contributing to it. I know there's some like Irish people too that's contributing to it, maybe some British. So it's like, it's kind of like a collective that was raised by the internet. And they're kind of putting what they learned or latched onto in their formative years back out into the world. Now it's like more fully grown adults. So it kind of spans everything from like music to lifestyle to fashion to photography to videography
That's
to
really
like
cool.
they had their own podcast and stuff. They interviewed Swami when his album was coming out. It's very, very prolific. I can't say. It's just, it's very, they're doing a lot of good shit, I believe.
No, I followed them on Instagram, and I like the stuff that I was seeing there. And I also like a lot of your stuff. I did wanna, point the crowd to where they can find you, not just in person, but where can they find you on like SoundCloud, or are you only posting on SoundCloud right now?
Mix wise, yes. I am currently just posting on SoundCloud. I go by Certified Jesus Freak. Just type it in, you'll find my mixes. When I start making music, I'll also be on Bandcamp, I think. I got to figure out that whole thing because it's nervous for me to make music, and also Bandcamp's kind of like fuck people over with their fees and shit, which is wild because it used to be like the indie haven for like uploading music and shit. But now they're moving crazy like a record label. So it's very annoying. You can find me on Instagram at CJF2002 underscore or CJF3000 underscore. I had to make a new account because I got robbed and I couldn't get into my Instagram for a bit. And you can find me on Twitter at JesusFreak8888. That is a much more unhinged and human version of me, I think. So, yeah.
What inspired the name?
So it's a portmanteau, I think, of these two icons. And then like I found like Christ imagery, like crosses and stuff. I kind of find that very attractive. Like Todd Edwards has his Jesus Loves UK Garage shirt. I thought that was like really hard. And I was like one of the Jesus necklace, like a cross necklace. And then Drake has his album called Certified Lover Boy. And while it's like it's kind of cheesy, it's very catchy. And then Tyler, the Creator, had these like Jesus Freak t-shirts that kind of put together as Certified Jesus Freak.
I see. Okay. And the 8888, is that like an angel number?
Yeah, it's just usually it's just the V8s, but that was taken already on Twitter. Yeah, there's this when I was in middle school, there's this song by this dude named Killer B. He's not like an inspiration DJ wise, but he is like probably like the longest fan I've been like a fan of since high school. So shout out Killer B. When I was in, I think, ninth grade, he had this song come out on this like SoundCloud during spring break called House Party 8 at 8. And that's like the first like house song that I ever fucked with heavily, or like ingrained into my soul. And after that, kind of I adopted the 8 at 8 thing into like my personal life. So yeah.
I have a couple more questions.
Go for free.
What keeps you going in the industry? Like, what do you see yourself doing bigger shows with this, or is this just
Yeah.
like community?
Definitely bigger shows. I feel like community is not limited to like just where you are at a certain moment, because I have people and like all over the world who I talk to and I'm friends with, and they like my stuff and they believe in me a lot. So I want to travel and like see them and build a bigger community. I definitely hope to do bigger shows and stuff, maybe not like festival stuff like Coachella or whatever, but more like streamlined stuff, just like Boiler Room or any sort of like shows that just are more expansive, more like an element that I can like set up and produce. I've been seeing Salute, this I think Austrian DJ, on tour for the past couple months, and he's been killing it. He looks incredible. He's having the time of his life. He was in Japan. He was here. I couldn't see it because he was elsewhere, and it was 21 plus. So I need to grow up, but his shows are always amazing. I watched his Boiler Room, and that was really like a formative moment for me. And then, yeah, just like I don't know, I just really like music a lot, and you can easily like get into DJing for the wrong reasons. I don't think I had the wrong reasons. I know it's risky. I know that like the investment usually isn't that high in return, but honestly, DJing to people and seeing them like fuck with me, nothing makes me feel more fulfilled or more satisfied in my life. So that's,
Real, real. I think it's oh, I guess I'm running out of time with Zoom here, but because of that, I wanted to ask one last question, and that was for those who are like, just getting started or are really into music but don't know like what to do to start, where to go, or like, if it's even like worth it to learn, because like, I know you've got to get like a good amount of gear to like feel comfortable with doing that stuff or like be able to do more. What advice would you give to people who are like on the fence about like maybe starting to learn how to do DJ stuff or starting to learn how to make their own music?
You really don't need a lot. You really it can you can set up from the simplest of rigs. Like all you need is speakers, a controller, storage space, and like a laptop. You can really do anything from there. Like there's a lot of constrictions because a lot of stuff needs like money or space for you to properly work it. But honestly, just steal whatever. If you can like find like a pirated version of it, you can learn a torrent or whatever, do that. I will always like advocate for piracy on some level, because everything that goes by capitalistic standards is ultimately going to fuck you over. Like DSPs will fuck you over. Bandcamp's fucking people over. Subscription services, the stuff that like you really don't need a subscription service to. It's like a lifetime. Like anything, like any sort of like VST or whatever, any sort of like software that requires a subscription service, it's bullshit. Like it's just greedy. One time purchase, that's it. One time like crack download, that's really it. Abandon your streaming services for sure. I fuck with SoundCloud now a lot because there's a lot more, it's definitely a lot more like user grown. They're still doing some bullshit practices, but it's a lot more from the ground up, I think, than like Spotify or Apple Music or Tidal or whatever. Because
Definitely.
even there's all algorithm based. That's not how you find music. You look and see, and you hear what clicks with you when you click based off that, and you hear information from other people. So like, abandon your streaming services. They're all corrupt. They're all bullshit. They don't pay their artists very well. Go on to rate your music or Discogs or find compilations on YouTube or fucking learn to Soulseek or go to like RE-Track or anything like that and just download away. Download before they take their shit out, because I've been noticing more and more it's like a crackdown, that kind of stuff. Like Soap Today is gone, fucking RBG.TL is gone. So it's really just do the shit today. Do it today. Make sure you back your shit up. Archive it. Don't. And when I say archive it, I mean like, don't just be like an archival account on Instagram. Like really archive the shit. Look into the cultures and whatever you're trying to do, and form a community, because that will always, I feel like, be better than whatever you find online. And just connect with real people, even if they're like digital. There's still real people in the sense. So make sure you form those connections and just hunker down and do your shit. That's about it.
I think that's beautiful. And I am in agreement. Pirate that shit. And again, find that community. It's incredible. I know just like recently finding community has been very like, it's helped me be able to push forward in like my creative projects, because it's like I've got this group of people like supporting me in what I'm doing too. It's not separate. Like my art isn't separate from the community that I work with. But wanted to thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
I will see everybody else next time, but to discuss horses. So
Patriarchy. Rad.
patriarchy.
Patriarchy.
Oh my
Men and
goodness.
horses.
Men and
Yeah.
horses. All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Bye-bye.
Shout out Lola Lilac. Shout out N Hero. Shout out Naya Archives. Shout out fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, shout out Yes to Heaven. That's my ex-coworker. Super dope. Just shout out DJ E-Skills. Shout out Sova.
And what's your stuff again? Let's hear
Oh,
that again.
certified Jesus freak. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Certified Jesus freak.
Shout out to all
Okay.
the non-male, non-cis DJs or aspiring DJs. That's about it.
Real. Okay.
Real.